The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Today's meeting of the Refreshment Club with Don McNeil brings good-humored entertainment into your home through your radio. We hope it suggests to you that you can bring pure, wholesome refreshment into your home through your refrigerator by keeping bottled Coca-Cola there, ice cold, ready to serve and enjoy at any time. Today's meeting of the Refreshment Club will come to order. Let's call the roll. Clark Dennis.
Okay.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here, Don. You take the meeting.
All right, my friends. Let's all go through our little daily ritual together. Okay. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. We're going to start our Refreshment Club meeting today with the Refreshment Club honey, Helen Jane Belkey. Helen Jane, I often ask you what the title of your song is that you're going to sing. Sometimes you say Rendezvous with a Dream, or
Don't Mention Love to Me,
or Yeah, You're My Lucky Star.
Yeah.
Or Polly Wally Doodle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of those titles sound a little silly to me sometimes. Don't they
do
you?
Me too, yeah.
Well, what are you going to sing today?
This isn't silly at all. Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from Heaven? Well, there's some sense to that.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. It rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. A package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven.
Why, that last one's a dandy.
For you and me.
How'd you like that help we gave you there, Helen Jane?
I'm worn out.
You owe me 3 cents.
Huh? Go on, those are my pennies. Oh, boy. Some fun in the studio, I'll say. Well, sir, I bet you don't know what's coming up next. Yes, indeed. Quiet, quiet. It's the bright things, the kitties from boast to boast, or my child is smarter than your child. All right, here's the first letter today. Hilarious saying comes from Mrs. P.L. of Boston. Said, I'd taught my 2-year-old daughter, Ruthie, several nursery rhymes, among them Rock-a-bye Baby upon the treetop, and When the Wind Blows, the Cradle Will Rock, and also Needles and Pins, When a Man Marries, His Troubles Begin. Well, one morning I heard Janet singing to her doll, Needly Pins, Needly Pins, When a Man Marries, the Cradle Will Rock. We thought it the cutest thing we'd heard in years. I might even say months. All right, quiet. Here's the next one. Come. All right. That's enough. Next one comes to us from Chicago. Little Donnie McNeil. Oh. Jealousy. Just jealousy. Quiet. That's my 7-month-old. Tommy's the 2-year-old. Little Donnie frequently makes believe he's a football player. At least yesterday, his mother put him alongside of the bed, and he went around end for 2 yards, picked up a pillow, and kicked it between the bedposts for a touchdown. His mother looked at him and said, Are you Red Grange? He said, No, I'm 7 months old. It was very, very cute. It wasn't so much what he said as the way he said it. I detect a little note of sarcasm in that laugh. Oh, here. Don't give me those bass laughs. Quiet. Here's the last one. Comes to us from Mrs. J.C.R. of St. Louis. It said, The other day, my little junior was talking to his dad, and he said, Pa, she said, By the way, I call my little son Battleship. He's such a destroyer. There's a good one. Not yet. I'll tell you when. Not yet. He said to his father... He said, Pa, do you say, is it me or it is I? And his father said, Always remember the rhyme, sonny. It is I, said the spider to the fly. Little Junior said, I see, but couldn't you say, it is me, said the spider to the flea? Well, I tell you, he had his old man there for a minute. Had him backed against the rope. Yes, I know. Come on. Here, don't choke on these things, please. All right, that's enough. And now little Wally Blaufuss and his orchestra... turn around and watch me now, Wally. Watch me, Wally, for the cue. Little Wally Blaufuss and his orchestra are going to play Ooh, That Kiss. Now, Walter, you'll have to make this very brief kiss, please, because we're short of time. Maybe you just better shake hands. Go ahead. Clark, I've called you the Refreshment Club Romeo quite often. Now, supposing that you were an actor, supposing you were in a big musical picture, see?
Yeah.
I notice you're going to sing The World Is Mine, see?
Yeah.
Supposing you were Walter Hampton or John Barrymore, one of those fellows. You're all dressed up, see? You're at the bottom of the balcony there, and you're standing. You've just conquered Asia, see?
Yeah.
And you say, The world is mine tonight. Now, go on. How would you do it?
How would I know?
Yeah.
The world is mine tonight.
Oh, shucks. You didn't conquer anything. Well, try it now. You're all dolled up, see? The girl is kneeling before you, looking up into your eyes. And you say say it again, like you would.
The world is mine tonight.
Oh, shucks. I tell you, just like they do in most musical comedies, I think what you'd better do is start singing for no reason at all, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be much better. All right.
The world is mine tonight, and mine each silver star that shines above in the blue. This heart of heart's delight, the world is mine, and every flower that blossoms anew. Of love and to eyes that are bright. So in my heart I know this world divine is mine tonight. Night of love, when you're mine by the right of love. Night of love in a world of our own. Dream of love, though I find you gone with the dawn, you're mine until the stars have flown. That shines above in the blue. This heart of heart's delight, the world is mine, and every flower that blossoms anew. Love and to eyes that are bright. So in my heart I know this world is mine. Is mine tonight.
Now, that was 12 o'clock. We're going to have a rug dance, refreshment clubbers. Just in case you missed out on our last rug dance and you're wondering just what it is, I made up a little poem about it. All right, here's the idea. Just grab a rug and, well, listen. Wouldn't you feel pale and wan if all your life you were walked upon, trampled underfoot with vim by a her or by a him? Then why should we feel so smug when we walk upon a rug? After all, you know it's true, the rug has never walked on you. Do you see the point I make? Why not give your rug a break? Hoist it gently from the floor, drag it through the parlor door, gaze into its folds of blue. 20 payments more still do. Throw it from you if you must. Shut your eyes and bite the dust. Now we're ready to begin. May the best rug dancer win. Up on tiptoes, that's the stuff. Not too gentle, not too rough. Let the rug its folds unfurl. Now shake that rug. That's a girl. Up the daisy, down the hall, furniture begins to fall. Faster, faster, there you go. Swing that rug around and whoa! Try it over. No one's luckin'. Oops, my dear, I think you're truckin'. By this time, you're in a lather. Take a rest now, if you'd rather. Put the rug back on the floor. Go on and step on it once more. We'll be right back. what a rug dance you did there. That was marvelous. That was a dance to the sun god from Kiskaya. Ooh, that's Kiskaya. Well, sir, maybe you're a little hungry after that. Maybe that'll give Bob Denton, our recording secretary, an idea.
It certainly does, Don, and here's the idea. When you eat, you want a drink. And when you think of good things to eat, you probably think of recipes for preparing food. Now, I'm going to give you a recipe for something good to drink. The next time you visit your favorite grocery store, just add a 6-bottle carton of Coca-Cola to your purchases. Put the bottles in your refrigerator as soon as you get home. And when you serve, pour the Coca-Cola into glasses with ice in them. Everybody likes Coca-Cola best, ice cold. Try it with your lunch and see how Coca-Cola adds life and sparkle to the midday meal. And the next time you entertain friends, offer them delicious Coca-Cola with the food you serve. It's always the refreshing thing to do. The 6-bottle carton on sale everywhere is easy to carry, a convenient way to buy Coca-Cola, and inexpensive, too. All right, Don.
You know, I have a little idea here. Helen Jane, about that recipe business, you promised last week that this is the week you're going to bring the recipe down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Well, I didn't do it yet.
I know you didn't do it yet. Are you going to do it this week?
Yeah, I promise I'll bring one down before the week's over, Don.
That's Friday.
That's right. Friday or before.
Friday or before, inclusive.
Inclusive.
And end. Okay.
Period.
We'll be looking, period. We'll be looking for it then on Friday or before this week.
That's right.
Make a note of that, refreshment clubbers. Put it on your radio. Carve it in there. What are you going to sing, Ellen Jane?
Love, what are you doing to my heart?
Love, what are you doing to our recipes?
I never knew there was a heaven until you kissed me tenderly. And now I'm just as near to heaven as I could ever hope to be. The day you take away your kisses, you take away the heaven's blue. You kindly tell me, sweetheart, just what my soul is asking you. Love, what are you doing to my heart? Don't keep pursuing my poor heart unless you love me. Not made of stone, so won't you leave my heart alone unless you love me. When I'm in your arms, I'm so completely yours. My every kiss is sweetly yours, believe. Deceive me, love. What are you doing to my heart? What good is doing my poor heart unless you love me?
It's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh your memories with a perfect day. Come to the end of a perfect day, and you sit alone with your thoughts, while the chimes ring out with a carol gay for the joy that the day has brought. Do you think what the end of a perfect day can mean to a tired heart when the sun goes down with a flaming ray and the dear friends have to part? Did you ever sit down on a shady porch at the end of a perfect day? and wonder what it's all about, this life of work and play? Did you ever watch the world go by in a sleepy little town when peace descends and quiet reigns and the evening sun goes down? Did this thought ever come to you? Each and every one of us is, in a sense, three different people. In the first place, we are the man or woman we think ourselves to be. In the second place, we are the individual that other people think us to be. And in the third place, we are what we really are. Think of that sometime at the end of a perfect day. I'd like to mention, too, those very nice boys, that for your information, the violin played during our memory times is by Carl Fossar, our concertmeister, formerly of Philadelphia. Carl is probably as tall as Bill Krenz, who is 6 feet four, but while Bill Krenz is very tall and lean, Carl is just tall. Quite so lean. In fact, one time in his history class, someone said, "Can any of you tell me what makes the Tower of Pisa lean?" Carl said, "I don't know, but I'd like to try it myself if I did." But here's Bill Krenz now, of whom I spoke a moment ago, 6 feet four, all piano player, and a yard long, not wide. Flying Fingers of Bill Krenz. Someone said one time that marriage would get along better if shock absorbers were made part of its standard equipment. Well, that person might have added that if both parties still feel a tug at the heartstrings when they hear an old favorite melody, chances are the things might not be so bad. Clark Dennis sings The Rosary.
The hours I spent with thee, dear heart, are as a string of pearls to me. I count them over, every one apart, my rosary, my rosary. Each hour a pearl, each pearl a prayer, to still the heart in absence run. I tell each beat unto the end, and there a cross is hung. Oh, memories that bless and burn, oh, barren gain and bitter loss. I kiss each bead and strive at last to learn to kiss the cross sweet heart, to kiss the cross.
Now, all aboard on the Refreshment Club Express. It's Walter Blaffus, railroad number 2, tickets to Georgia. Here we go. The time's up and our meeting ends. Tomorrow brings another meeting of the Refreshment Club with more good songs, good music, and we hope plenty of good fun. You'll hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, and our guest artists, the Ranch Boys. This is yours truly, Don McNeil, saying goodbye until tomorrow. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.